And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce our honored faculty member for this quarter. In 1984, when Andy Bing began teaching graphic design at the Art Institute, the college was located on Las Olas in A1A. At that time, Ronald Reagan was president, Apple introduced the Macintosh, and gas was $1.20. Over those past 22 years, there have been many changes, but one thing hasn't changed: Andy's commitment and dedication to his students, along with his mustache. His years of professional experience as a graphic designer have been passed on to his graphic symbolism and typography classes. He runs the gamut of projects from household products to national retail chains, and he's consulted and created designs for national corporations and design firms such as Walgreens, Rite Aid, Juul, Albertsons, and many other recognizable names. He's a graduate of Wittenberg University with a Bachelor of Fine Art. Andy is currently pursuing a master's degree from Miami International University of Art and Design. I think we'd all agree that because of Andy's educated influence over his students, they're leaving our classrooms with not only their degree, but a creative professionalism that'll carry with them for the rest of their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Bing.
Thank you, Ed. I'd like to thank the members of the Academy for this prestigious award. Also, I'd like to thank the AMADT, that would be the Association of Middle-Aged Design Teachers, and the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. This Lifetime Achievement Award is unexpected and greatly appreciated. I started with the Art Institute in January of 1984. That would be 92 quarters ago. 92 graduations, 143 open houses, scores of faculty development seminars, workshops, idea surveys, and PPARs, and enough curriculum changes to last a lifetime. A multitude of great company holiday parties, and occasional Christmas bonuses. Several waves of department chairs, deans, and college presidents. I'd like to thank President Chuck Nagel ahead of time for my upcoming sabbatical. With about 20 students in a class for 92 quarters, five classes per quarter, that's about, let's say, lots and lots of students who have needed my attention. Some were even lucky enough to take my class more than once. Class, what was so hard about the quiz questions? They reply, "The questions were easy, the answers were difficult." That's an old joke. "Mr. Bing, where do the words go after you erase them from the blackboard?" I don't know. But I can ask Diane in the library to research that. The truth is, I feel I have the best job in Fort Lauderdale. I'm very lucky, and it doesn't take up too much of my spare time. In education, true scholars never stop learning. I believe the greatest talent of all is being able to recognize and develop talent in other people. Graduates, good luck and enjoy yourself. A few words of wisdom from someone who's been there before. When arguing with a stupid person, make sure they aren't doing the same thing. One thing at least is for sure about the unexpected. It's never what you expect. Believe in your own inner goodness. Look past negative external forces and believe in your own worth. Enjoy being who you are. The only way you can get to happiness is by already being there. Thank you.